Manu Patra alerts dated the 8th of July 2020. Supreme Court has directed that the interim order staying investigation and coercive action against journalist Amish Devgan for multiple first information reports filed against him in connection with his remarks against Sufi Saint Moinuddin Chishti shall continue. Delhi High Court has vacated the 2017 gag order which restricted the publication of comments, articles etc. pertaining to the Me Too sexual harassment allegations against venture capitalist Mahesh Murthy. Delhi High Court has observed that there is a need to have a proper streamlined procedure with proper deadlines being fixed for issuance of the mark sheets, transcripts, degree certificates, etc. by the Delhi University. Bombay High Court has held that in a case where the child subjected to abuse happened to be belonging to the scheduled caste or the scheduled tribe, procedure carved out in the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO, Act, 2012 would not take away the powers of the Special POCSO Court to try the offences under the SCST Prevention of Atrocities Act, 1989. Allahabad High Court has asked the Uttar Pradesh government about the disciplinary action taken against principal of Kanpur Government Medical College, Aarti Lal Chandani, who was caught on camera while making anti-Muslim bigotry. Karnataka High Court has asked the union government to consider giving wide publicity to the draft environment impact assessment notification so that citizens can lodge their objections to it. Kerala High Court has held that, while computing compensation for dependency of a widow on the death of her husband under Section 166 of the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988, her remarriage shall not be a decisive factor. Kerala High Court, while considering a bail application seeking pre-arrest bail for the offences under Clause N of Subsection 2, of Section 376 and Section 506 of the Indian Penal Code, 1860 has observed that every case of breach of promise to marry will not amount to rape. Gujarat High Court has been closed until the 10th of July, 2020, after six staff members from the High Court Registry and one police constable from the Vigilance Department tested positive for COVID-19. Delhi High Court has issued notice in a plea moved by the National Federation of Blind seeking a direction to be issued to the central government to further direct all the states and union territories to include persons with disabilities as beneficiaries under Antyodaya Yojana and the Food Security Act, 2013. Bombay High Court has granted 28 days furlough to gangster Arun Gawli, who is currently serving life sentence awarded to him for the murder of Shiv Sena co-operator Kamlakant Jam Sandekar. Karnataka High Court has sought information from the state government on a list of issues pertaining to availability of medical facilities for treatment of patients tested positive for coronavirus in Bengaluru Urban District. Madhya Pradesh High Court has overruled a subordinate court's ruling granting custody of a 3-year-old to the father, upon observing the boy's fondness for and attachment to the mother. Madhya Pradesh High Court has ruled that an order for detention passed under the National Security Act, 1980 without the knowledge that the subject is already in custody is bad in law. Kerala High Court has held that it is permissible for the investigating officer to proceed with the investigation in a crime involving more than one accused and file final report against one accused apprehended by him and that he is not expected to wait till the absconding accused is arrested. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has issued notice on a petition challenging 4% reservation quota for Pahari speaking people in medical postgraduate courses in various government medical colleges of the Union Territory. Punjab and Haryana High Court has dismissed the bail plea of self-styled gunman and murder convict Rampal, who had sought to be released to attend his granddaughter's wedding on the 15th of July, 2020 in Rohtak,